Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Chaf Beis, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Alpha and Beis, as the Gemara mentioned at the top of Daf Chaf Alpha and Beis, that the Pasuk B'negei Get states, V'chasav V'nosin La, and we learn, Misha'inu Mechusa L'Ksiva V'nesina, Yotzezeh Hashem Mechusa Ksiva Ketzitza V'nesina, and that is the reason that the Mishnah stated that the husband has to give the actual parah to his wife in order to effectuate the get, and after writing the get on the horn of a parah, he couldn't just go and cut off the horn from the parah's head and then give the horn to his wife. That would be a problem of and Tais brought a machlekes between the Bali Taisis, between Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Shmuel says that the only time that we have a chasaran of ketzitza is only by Bali Chaim or something that's mechub l'kaka, sha'ika dov migdulai. However, if it would not be Bali Chaim or something that's mechub l'kaka, then even though you would cut that item, for example, if you cut parchment, that would not passel the get. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that even in that scenario, it would passel the get. And our Gemara begins, kasval cheresh l'otzitz nakav kasha, that if you write a get on a flower pot that's made out of pottery that was perforated, then the get would be kosher. And the Gemara explains, the shakale v'yavle nale, because all you have to do is take the entire flower pot and you give it to your wife, and therefore there's no chesaron of any ketzitza over here. And immediately after you wrote the get, you're able to give it to your wife. And Rashi states, the shakale l'kulei atzav, because you could take the entire flower pot, the inkam mechusa ketzitza, and there's no problem as you don't have to cut it in between. And Rashi is then bothered, ve'in loch Hashem yishbarach, maybe we should make a takana, as maybe you'll break off a piece of the pottery that has the get written on it, and you'll give that to your wife, and that would be a chasarna ketzitza. And Rashi says, that a person will not break his flower pot and ruin his flower pot, and therefore we don't have to be chayshish for this, and there's no such takana. Now, even though in a moment we'll see another case, and in that case, certainly it's an afkamina that's an otzitz nakiv. However, in this case, it doesn't seem that it's actually relevant that this was an otzitz nakiv, as even though we know that anything that grows in an otzitz nakiv is considered as if it's attached to the ground, as it's getting its nourishment from the ground, but the pot itself is not considered as if it's a part of the ground, and therefore really in this case, there really shouldn't be a nafkamina if you wrote it on a cheres shel otzitz nakiv, or if you wrote this get on a cheres of the otzitz she'ina nakiv, and it seems that it's pasher that this get would be kosher, even though we're talking about an otzitz nakiv. And Ayin Gilin HaShas from the Kuega on the side of the Gemara, we say chetsu, the Gemara on Dav Zayin on the Beis, where we speak about an otzitz nakiv, and Rashi and Diva Mas Rashi says that the sfina was made out of earthenware, and it doesn't need a nekev, as the Gemara states in Menachos. And Rashi is explaining that if you have something made out of pottery, and even if there is no hole in it, it would still be considered as if it's an otzitz nakev, and it's considered as if it's attached to the ground. And the only time we actually have to have a nekev is when you have a kli that's made out of wood. And Taisus is from our sugya, the lechayer we said in our Gemara that we're talking about a cheresh shel otzitz nakev. And l'chayr, according to Rashi, why does it have to be that it's an otzitz nakev if every piece of pottery is considered as if it's attached to the ground? Ayin Taisus, and based on this question, Taisus actually says punk vaket, and a kli shel cheretz needs a nekev, and a kli shel eitz does not need a nekev. Ayin shum. And also keep in mind that Rashi is mashma that if Reuven would write or get for his wife on a flower pot of cheres, and then he'd break off the pieces of the cheres, and he'd give that to his wife, then that would actually not be a valid get, because it would be mechusa ketziva ketzitza v'nesina. And l'chayr, since we just explained that even when you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, the flower pot itself is not considered attached to the ground, so l'chayr, we're talking about something which is not mechuba l'kaka, and even so, Rashi says that it'll be a chasarna ketzitza, and l'chayr, it's mashma that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that we just mentioned from Taisus in Diva Maskol, Yosezesh, Mechusa, Ketiva, Ketitza, etc. And the Gemara continues that although there's no machlekes, b'negei someone that writes a get on the actual pottery and the flower pot of Otzitz Nakiv, however, the Gemara continues and tells us that there is a machlekes al ali shel Otzitz Nakiv if someone writes a get on a leaf of Otzitz Nakiv. And Abaya Omar Kosher, Rava Omar Pasol, Abaya states that this get would be kosher, and Rava says this get would be pasol, at least mitakonis chachomim. And the Gemara explains, Abaya Omar Kosher, Abaya says this get would be kosher, and we continue on Chaf Bezim and Alv, the Shakalei V'yav Leinela, because it's very simple to take the entire pot that has the flower and has this leaf inside it, and you'll just give that to your wife, and therefore there's no chasarna ketzitza. However, Rava Amma Pasol, and Rava says that even if you would go and give the entire flower pot to your wife, it would still be pasol, as Gzira Shem Yikdaim, we have Gzira because maybe you'll cut off the leaf from the plant, and in that case, there'll be chasarna ketzitza. And as Rashi says, V'havi ketzitza ben amechuba, that it'll be considered ketzitza from something that's attached to the ground. Now Rashi doesn't mean to say, like Rabbeinu Shmuel and Taisis, that the only time that the chisaron of katzitzah is when something that's attached to the ground, as we just brought a raya from Rashi at the bottom of Chafal from a Beis, that Rashi seems to hold like Rabbeinu Tam and not like Rabbeinu Shmuel. And what Rashi is saying over here is that even though Rava makes it zero, that maybe you'll go and cut off the sleeve, that's only because the entire plant is considered attached to the ground. However, if you would have a plant that's not attached to the ground, then we not make a zero, that maybe you go and cut off a leaf. But it's only a question as to if we would make the zero or not. And once again, let's go back to Taisis on the Chaf Alfam Bey, Diva Maskal Yotzer, where middle Taisis he brings down from the Ri, Va'idam Ri, the Mistava, the Aina Isha Kreina Seget, Shekosava Al Shah Otis Nakiv, that a woman does not Kreina Get, that's written on a leaf that's growing in a perforated flower plot, the Meshicha Se Otis Oibag Basai, even if you do Meshicha of the flower pot, or if you pick it up, calls Manchalai Paska Yunika Sa'Allah, unless you stop the nutrients from being able to get into the pot. And for example, you'd have to cover up the holes in order to make sure that no nutrients could actually be going and giving any yunika to the actual alay, because otherwise it would still be considered attached to the ground, and you can't give a get to a woman that's attached to the ground. And the Rashba explains the reason why you can't give a get to a woman that's attached to the ground is because the Torah states for nasim biyado, and it has to be dov anitim yad liyad, and something that's attached to the ground cannot be given over from one hand to another. Also, it's important to note that the Ran states that even though b'negei hilchos Shabbos, certainly if you pick up an otzitz nakiv, you are over on an issur Shabbos of talush. However, that is only b'negei hilchos Shabbos, as lemaisa it's getting its nutrients from the ground, and therefore it has a halacha that it's considered that you're detaching this from its source and from its nutrients. However, b'negei hilchos gittin, the din of katzitza is dependent on the metzias, and since lemaisa you don't have to do any action in order to take this flower pot and hand it to your wife, therefore there's nothing that's coming between kasiva and nesina, ayin sham. And our Gemara continues that since we're speaking about an atzitz nakiv, so therefore the Gemara continues and discusses kinyonim that are relevant to an atzitz nakiv. And the Gemara says, atzitz shel echad v'zroim shel acha, if there's a flower pot that belongs to Reuven and the seeds that are in the flower pot and that are growing belong to Shimon, mach bal atzitz l'bal zroim kivin shemashach kana. So if Reuven, who owns the flower pot, sells the flower pot to Shimon, who owns the seeds, the din is that once Shimon is meishach the pot, he is kaina. And as we stated before, that the flower pot itself, even though it's an atzitz nakiv, is not considered part of the ground, and therefore it has a din of metaltalin, and metaltalin is nicknamed by meshicha. However, mach bal zroim l'bal atzitz, if Shimon, who owns the seeds, sells the seeds to the owner of the flower pot, loy kana atshiyachsu b'zroim, in that case, since the actual seeds is in a flower pot that has perforations, so the seeds are considered mechub l'kaka, and the din is that kaka is only nicknamed b'kesa b'shtar chazaka, and if Reuven wants to reclaim the seeds, he will have to either dig into the flower pot, or he could prune the plant, as at that point he'll have a mice of chazaka, and it'll be kinyan through chazaka. And Rashi is bothered that why didn't the Gemara say that you could also do this kinyan through kesef? Zok Rashi, blow your mice, Kamari, it's talking about a case where Reuven didn't give money to Shimon, as the Yav Zuzay miknu b'kesef, as in Chanami, if Reuven would have given money to Shimon, he could be kinyan through the kinyan of kesef, and l'chayra, he could also be kinyan through shtar as well. And the Gemara continues, atzitz v'zroim shalechad, if the flower pot, as well as the seeds, belong to Reuven, u'machron la'achar, and then he sells both to Shimon, hichzeh b'zroim, so if Shimon makes a chazaka on the seeds, which are considered attached to the ground, since it's growing in the atzitz nakev, therefore, kana atzitz, he'll also be kind of the flower pot, as even though the atzitz is metaflin, and generally, it can only be kind of metaflin by meshicha, however, l'maisa, there's also a concept of kinyagav, v'zui shishaninu, and this is what we learned, b'negeir kinyagav, the nechosim she'in l'am chayis, nikdim nechosim she'ish l'am chayis, that when you have metaflin, it could be konoi, but even by doing a kinyan on the chosim she'ish l'am chayis, referring to kaka and referring to real property, because of shtab chazaka, as long as you do a proper kinyan on the kaka, which is either through kesef, shtar, or chazaka. And the Gemara continues, however, hichzik ba'otzitz, if Shimon doesn't move the flower pot at all and he doesn't do meshicha, and instead he does some chazaka on the flower pot, af otzitz loikona, then he won't be koina the flower pot, and certainly not the zroim, at sheyachzu b'zroim, until he does a chazaka on the zroim itself. Or, of course, he could do meshicha to the otzitz, but then he'll only be koina the otzitz, which is metaltlin, as of course, kinyan agav doesn't work from metaltlin to kaka, and it only works from kaka to metaltlin. In Taisin Diva Maschal, hichzik b'zroim, kona otzitz points out that even though there's a halacha in general that we state in Masechtas Kedushin, kedusha on daf chav zayin amud aleph, that when someone uses a kinyan agav, he has to say, I want to go and be claiming this through kinyan agav. However, zok taisis that maybe over here there would not be a din that you have to say so, as the kivan, the tzarech atzal zazorim, as over here, since they're so intertwined and they're considered part of each other, and the flower pot needs the seeds, therefore bottle agav zorim, the flower pot would be bottle agav the zorim, and therefore potentially even without saying that I want to be kinyan through the kinyan of agav, in our case, even bistoma, you'd be kinyan through kinyan agav. And the Gemara continues and brings machlekes between Abai and Rava in a case where you had a flower pot that was a otetz nokiv and it was planted right by the border of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore nokiv ba'aretz, if the hole in the flower pot was situated in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the nutrients of this plant is coming from Eretz Yisrael, and v'noif b'chutzaretz, but its branches hang over into the chutzaretz, and that is a question, would you be chayiv in maiso or not? So Abai Oima, basa nokiv ezlina, Abai says, we look at where it's getting its nourishment from, and since it's getting its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, therefore you'd be chayiv in maiso. And Rava Amar, basa noif ezlina, Rava says, you look at where the branches are, and where the pre is actually growing, and that is actually the chutzaretz, and therefore you'll be part of a maiso. The Gemara says, but the ashrish kule amalei pligi, there's no machlekes between Abai and Rava, where it actually took root in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't an otzis nokiv, but it was actually in the ground itself, then certainly, since the roots are actually in Eretz Yisrael, and it's actually physically actually attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, so even Rava would agree that the din is that it'd be chayiv b'maisa. And ki pligi, where's the machlekes between Abai and Rava, but loy ashrish, where the plant physically did not take root in Eretz Yisrael, and the flower pot was only hanging over the Aver of Eretz Yisrael, and it was only drawing nourishment from the Aver of Eretz Yisrael, and there we would have a shayla that maybe we'd go bust the naifai. And the Gemara asks, with the ashrish loy pligi, are you telling me there's never machlekes where it actually took root in Eretz Yisrael? But l'chayr, we have a Mishnah in Bar Metzia that tells us not like that. And the Mishnah in Bar Metzia is not talking about the chiyuv and maisa, but the question is as to who Yerukis belong to. And the Mishnah tells us, shtei ginas zu al gabzu v'yarek b'intayim, if there are two gardens, one on top of the other, and there are vegetables that are growing on the side of one of the ginas, then the question is, who does those Yerukis belong to? And let's visualize this scenario. Reuven had a gina, and then at the end of his gina, there was a major drop, and there was a cliff that went down, for example, 8 feet, and then on the bottom of that cliff, there was another gina that belonged to Shimon, and there were vegetables that were coming out of the soil that was on the horizontal area between the area of Reuven's gina and Shimon's gina. And of course, that area, if you're visualizing it, can be seen by Shimon when he's standing in his gina, and it can't be seen by Reuven when he's standing on top of his gina. And this area of land almost acts as a wall between Shimon's gina and Reuven's gina. So Rameya says that the vegetables belong to Reuven, and since these vegetables are growing out of his land, then it belongs to him as the tick root from his land. And Rabbi Huda says in this case, even though the vegetables are actually receiving the yinika from the ground of Reuven, but it still belongs to Shimon, as the growth of the erek is hanging over into Shimon's gina. And therefore, you see that the machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Huda is goofa in a case where there were vegetables that took root, and even so, Rabbi Huda says that we go bust to the Aver, and we don't go bust to the Shrashim. And the Gemara answers that really, even Rabbi Huda agrees that generally we would go bust to Shrashim, and certainly if we had the exact same case, and it was by the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and you had growth that was coming out of the soil that was in Eretz Yisrael, that certainly would be chayiv and maisers. And the Gemara says that Hosam Kedetani Taima, that the machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Huda is exactly like the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia tells us, that Rameya states, Ma'am Yitzhe Elyon Lital Safari in Kanyarek. The reason why Reuven would keep these Yerukis is because he could say to Shimon that if I want, I could actually dig out all of my land and I could make it flat and parallel to your land, and there wouldn't be any space for this Yerek to grow from, and therefore this land is considered mine, and that's why I own this Yerek. And the Lashon of the Meiri is, Mepnei she'afhu yochel lachpo ad she'igia l'shetach karka chaveri u'mashach es ha'ofer u'me'ach she'ofer shaloi, and since the offer is his, afa tzemech ba shaloi, therefore anything that grows there is also his, and therefore the vegetables belong to Reuven. And the Gemara continued that Amr Rabbi Huda stated, Ma'am Yitzah Tachtoi L'malasis Ginosi Ofer and Ein Kanyarek, that if Shimon wanted to fill up his land with Ofer, and his garden would now be parallel on the same level as Reuven's Gina, and therefore at that point there wouldn't be any side wall that would be available for Reuven to plant his Yerukis, and therefore the vegetables belong to Shimon. And as the Meiri says, She'afhu Yochel L'malas Ginosi Ofer Ad She'yishava Shetach Gino L'gag Ha'Elyon, and therefore V'nimtza Avishloi, so therefore we see that the airspace belongs to Shimon and not to Reuven, and that's why Shimon has a right to these vegetables. And I didn't taste the deal of Maschel, but where he is that l'chira, since we have the sefer of the Mishnah in Bamitzia that says gufa, what the machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is l'chira, how the Gemara have a habmina that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't go basa shrasha ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, v'akati b'da'ashu shloi pligi, are you telling me the only time there's machlek is between Abai and Rava is where you have an otis nakiv and therefore nothing actually took root in the actual ground? And if it would actually take root in the actual ground, then we'd definitely go basa wherever the shrashim are, either in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz. But Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ila Miksasi Ba'aretz, Miksasi B'Chutz Laretz, if you have a tree that's planted right at the border of Eretz Yisrael, and half of the Ilan is in Eretz Yisrael, and part of the Ilan is in Chutz Laretz, Tev V'chulim, Ravim Zebazah, Div Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that it doesn't make a difference where the branches are, but every single fruit that's on that tree would be considered that that fruit has some part of it as Tevel, and some part of it as Chulin. And as Rashi says, that Rebbe holds that Yenika Misareves, that all the nutrients are considered mixed up from between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, and for Nafkamina, and what is the Nafkamina? If L'chira, if part of it is part of Eretz Yisrael, then certainly it's still going to be Chayiv and Maisa. Zok Rashi, She'im Asu Mitevel Vadei Lov, if you have regular Tevel that grew Mamish in Eretz Yisrael, then you can't take off any Maisa from those fruits on these fruits, to have Menachiv Al Ptorah, V'loi Memenu Al Tevel Vadei, and you also can't take off from these fruits onto Tevel Vadei, because that would also be also. The Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, however, states, Hagadol B'chiv Chayiv, that any fruits of this tree that grew in the Aviv Eretz Yisrael would be chayiv and maisa, and v'agadol b'ptur potter, and any fruits that grew in an area that's potter v'maisa would be potter. And the Gemara continues, my lav mixas neifa b'aretz or mixas neifa b'chutz laretz. The L'chair, let us say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is not based on where this tree took root, and it doesn't make a difference if the entire tree took root in Eretz Yisrael or if the entire tree took root in chutz laretz. And the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is in a case where part of its branches are hanging over in Eretz Yisrael and part of its branches are hiding over in Chutz Laretz, and we see that both Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that we don't go bust the Ikkah, and we go bust the where the fruits grow. According to Rebbe, he says that even though the fruits may have been hanging over in Chutz Laretz, but since some of the tree hangs over in Eretz Yisrael, therefore we look at every single fruit as if it grew partially in Eretz Yisrael and partially in Chutz Laretz, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says we look at each fruit individually, and wherever that fruit grew, that would be the chi of a maisa, and if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it would be chai of a maisa, and if it grew out of Eretz Yisrael, and the branches that fruit grew on were hanging over into Chutz Laretz, then it would be Potter and Maisa. And we learned our Gemara that the Gemara's question is both from Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, I and other Achrenim that they explained that the Gemara's question is Dafka from Rav Shimon Gamliel, I and Sham. And the Gemara continues, Loi, that is not actually the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it's talking about a case of mixes Shrashim Be'aretz or mixes Shrashim Be'chutz Laretz, that this tree was planted Mamish at the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and half of the tree had its Yenika and had its roots that were in Eretz Yisrael, and half of the tree's roots were in Chutz Laretz and had its Yenika from Chutz Laretz. And really, ain't a chenami, if the roots would all be in Eretz Yisrael, then of course we would go bust the Shrashim and all of the periods would be Chayiv Maiso. And if the roots would all be in Chutz Laretz, then it would not be Chayiv Maiso, as everyone agrees that you always go bust the Shrashim. And the only machlekes over here is since half of the roots are in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Laretz, so Rebbe holds that every single pre gets its nutrients from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and therefore it's considered that the Mu'urv, and therefore you can't take of Maiso from this to something which is Vadei Tevel. And Mashenkin Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you have to look at where the actual branches and where the fruit actually grew, and the fruits that are in Eretz Yisrael and hanging over into Eretz Yisrael, then we consider their nutrients came from the Shrashim that were in Eretz Yisrael, and the fruits that are hanging over into Chutz Laretz, then we consider those fruits to have received their nutrients from the roots that grew in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara asks, my time at Rav Shimon Gamliel, how could it be that Rav Shimon Gamliel would say in this case that you go bust the knife if L'chir is getting its nutrients both from Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, and how do you split where it's getting its nutrients from? And the Gemara's answer is the Matzik Tumah. We're talking about a case where right in between where the Shrashim were going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and that midsection where the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz was, there was a large piece of stone, and it was a stone that you couldn't plant on, and therefore that's considered a hefsek between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we actually could say that there's actually a split between the Yenika of Eretz Yisrael and the Yenika of Chutz Laretz, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel says Hagadol b'chiyav chayiv, Hagadol b'ptor pata. And based on this reasoning, so the Gemara now asks the question exactly the opposite. The L'chir Rabbi Yehuda seems to have a good svara that since it's Masat Tzunma, the L'chir, the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael received its nutrients from its roots that were in Eretz Yisrael, and the fruits that grew in Chutz Laretz received its nutrients from the roots that were in Chutz Laretz. As L'chir, once it's Masat Tzunma, then we should look at this as if there's two separate trees over here. And the Gemara therefore asks, my time in Rebbe, what's Pshat in Rebbe? And the Gemara answered, the Hodri Avi, that in Chinami, where the roots are, they're considered separate, but then once the nutrients go up into the tree and they go up in the central trunk, then it's considered considered that the Ma'uriv together, and therefore you have Unikas Eretz Yisrael and Unikas Chutzlarts that are going into every single Pri, and that is why Rebbe says that every single Pri is Teva V'chulim Raven Zebezeh. And the Gemara explains, but my Pligi, what is the basis of Machlegis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Masav Avir and Mevalbel? The Rebbe holds that once it gets above ground and it's in the central trunk, then it's actually Mevalbel and it mixes up the nutrients of Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarts. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that once the nutrients start in Chutzlarts and the nutrients that started in Eretz Yisrael all stay on their separate paths, and the fruits that actually are hanging over into Eretz Yisrael receive its nutrients from Eretz Yisrael and Chai B'Maiso, and the fruits that are hanging over into Chutzlarts receive its nutrients from Chutzlarts and their Potter M'Maiso. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Imar, and the Mishnah stated that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah stated, "In Kleisvin Loyal Niyar Machok, Veloyal Diftra, Mepleishu Yachlus Daif, the Chum Machshirin, and the Chum Agar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah, and they say it would be Kosha." And the Gemara continues, "Rabbi Chiyah Ba'asi Mishmed Ula, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'asi said the following in the name of Ula, Gimel Oyris." Saying there are three stages when a person is making parchment, and as Rashi says, during these three stages, they're still considered oiris, and they're still considered hides of animals, and they're not yet considered parchment. And that's why Rashi says that Rav Shechiya Ba'asi in the name of Ula only brings these three stages, and he doesn't bring the final stage, where it's actually considered parchment, where you already salted it, you already put flour in it, and you already went through the process of placing gallnuts on these skins. And Ula stated that the three different stages are Matzah, Chefa, and Diftara, and the Gemara now explains, Matzah kimashmoi, hides that are unprocessed completely are called matzah, and just like the name implies, as Rashi says, kimatzu shleinu sakta bechimutz kedas alechem, just like matzah was not prepared and didn't become chometz and didn't become lechem. And the Gemara explains the loy meliach, the loy kamiach, the loy ofitz, that you didn't put salt in it, you didn't put flour in it, and you didn't put gallnuts in it. L'may hichsa, and what's an afkamina of something that's called matzah? Like tzar Shabbos, benegayer issa of a tzar Shabbos and of carrying on Shabbos. And as we know, the Mishnayos and Masechet Shabbos bring down many cases and discuss what is the shear b'negei yitzias Shabbos for each one as to what is considered a choshev yitzia and what point you would be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. And the kamash yura, and what is the shear of unprocessed hide that is in the matzah stage which nothing really occurred to it, and the shear is k'detani Rav Shmuel ben Yehuda k'dei lots of mishkel katana, that the shear is the amount of material that you need in order to wrap a small weight and to protect it in order to make sure that it doesn't rub out, as Rashi says mishkele shaloi feres of metal asuri elias. And if you don't protect it very well, then it'll get smaller and it'll rub out, and therefore you cover it up with skins and with hide in order that it doesn't get smaller. And the common, how large is the shear? It's like the smallest shear in Pumpadisa, and it is still a very small size, but it's considered a shear choshev b'negir carrying on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, what is chefa? What is the actual definition of unprocessed hide that's called chefa? The meliach v'lei kamiach v'lei ofitz. You did one stage of the processing and you salted it, but you didn't yet start the process of putting flour on it or putting gallnuts on it. And once again, what's the nafkamina? And what is the shear? As the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos teaches us, or if someone's carrying unprocessed hides on Shabbos, that the shear he needs to carry in order to be chayiv is if he has enough skin that he'll be able to cover up an amulet. And Rashi says that when we said over here, kedei lasas kameya is lachus by kameya, is to cover up a kameya, and Ritva says the ilu kameya gufa, if it would be the actual amulet, like of the ma'ur, is not generally made from ur, and it was made from processed parchment. And even though this seems to be a mefurish Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, however, the chiddush of Agamar is, and when the Mishnah uses the term ur, it's referring to chefa, and it's referring to unprocessed hides that are maliach v'lei kameach v'lei ofitz. The Gemara continues, diftura, the maliach v'kameach v'lei ofitz, the third hide that Ula was discussing was called diftura. That refers to unprocessed hides that received the salting process and the flour process, but it didn't yet go through the gallnut process. And once again, the Gemara is, l'may chusa, what's an afkamina? Like tzar Shabbos, it's relevant to a tzar Shabbos, and the kamash yuri, and what is the shear that if you take a piece of diftura and you walk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, then you be chayiv, and if you did so, b'shag, you be chayiv a carbon, k'dei lichta v'lov saget, is the amount of diftura that you could write a kosher get on. Of course, in our Mishnah, we stated that Rav Shimon Gamliel held that in klesin loyal niyara machik v'loyal diftura, m'pleishu yachlus daif, and you actually can't write a kosher get on diftura at all, and therefore the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that discussed in the shear of tzar Shabbos is actually going like the chamim, and as Taisa states in Dibur Maskel, k'dei lichta v'lov saget, haynu k'rabbanon demachshu ha'diftura, that this is going like the Rabbanon that say that if someone writes a get on diftura, it would be kosher. And that's why we bring it over here in order to show that we pass along to Chachamim. And Rashi in Masechta Shabbos actually says that the smallest amount of paper that you need is benegiyah diftra, as diftra is already an item that's considered a davar chashuv, and therefore you need a smaller shira, and each one gets progressively larger as they become less chashuv. And therefore, when we spoke about chifa, then we said l'mayhichasa, and we said the shira is kedilas kameya, that's the shira above it. And when the Gemara spoke about the unprocessed leather that was called matzah, and we said that the shear is kidei lots of mishkel katana lefi Rashi, that is actually the largest amount of paper that you would need. However, ayin and Taisus diba maskel kidei lichta lov haseget, and Taisus doesn't learn like Rashi, and Taisus says al kol echot shiur b'mashir regil lastus menu, each one had its shear based on the standard usage for that actual item. Also, Taisus points out that even though we explained from Rashi that the reason why Ula did not mention anything about klaf gomor, about actual parchment, is because loy shmei or is not considered hide and has a different name. As benegei klaf, it's actually first mishnah sheshiura kedei lichta pasha katan shebetvilin va'avgav the shir chifa da'avik kedei las kameya shani b'mishnah. And even though benegei chifa, it's also mentioned in mishnah mekal makom lehiska chifa behadi b'masisin. However, the word of chifa is not mentioned in mishnah. And as we already mentioned, the mishnah masechta Shabbos calls it or and doesn't call it chifa. And the gemara continues bechom machshirin. The chum said that even if you write a get on niyam machik or on diftra, it would be kosher. And the gemara says man chachamim, who is the mishnah going like when the chachamim say that it's kosher? And as Rashi says, who are they? And what is the reason that they say it's kosher? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Lozer, the Amir said, Rabbi Lozer, he, that's Rabbi Lozer, the Tano, the Amma Edim Asirikati, that has the famous Shita, the Edim Asirikati. And since Edim Asirikati, therefore, every single time that a man will give a get to his wife, there'll be Edim Asira, and they will actually read the get at that point, and they'll know exactly what the contents of the get are. And that's why, even though if you write a get on a Yom Mochik or on a Diftara, it's possible to forge the actual contents of the get, but the Maisa, the Edim Asira, will know exactly what it says in that get, and therefore there won't be any forgery that would be available to anyone, because they'll know at the time that he was Megarish's his wife, it was a proper get. And for example, if there are any Tanaim in the get, they'll also know if there were Tanaim in the get or not. Rashi explains that if the husband will give a get to his wife, then the Edim Asira will come with the woman to Bezin, and they'll tell Bezin exactly what happened, and that this is the get that we saw her husband give to her, and therefore this get will now be Mekuyim in Bezin. Bezin will always know as to exactly what the contents of the get were, and it can't be that at some point the woman will now go and erase some sort of tnai that's in the get, based on the fact that the Edim Asira are so integral to this get. So therefore, whenever you have a get that was written on Yom Machlik or on Diftra, then at all times the Edim Asira have to make sure to go to Bezin and tell Bezin exactly what was stated in the get, so Bezin should know, and it should create a call in the world as to the actual contents of the get. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer, Amir stated, Lehichshu Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer only said it's kosher el la'alta, only if you go to Bezin immediately after the Edim Asira saw the action of the husband giving this get to his wife. Al mikana the sorry yom loy. But if you go at a much later point, then that would not work, because chayshin and duma have beit tna v'zayfte, because we chayshish that maybe there was a tnai in the get, and afterwards the woman went and crossed out that tnai and erased it, and you're not able to tell that it was erased, and the Edim Asira at that point won't recall exactly what stayed in the get, and that's why we have to make sure that they run to Bezin immediately to tell Bezin that this is a valid get, and Bezin will be able to ascertain exactly what was stated in the get. And Rabbi Yechon states, that even if the Edim go at a later point, it would still be kosher, because if there was a tnai, then the Edim Asira would remember, and therefore, even in such a case, we're not chayshish that the woman went and erased any tnai that was in the get, as the Edim would recall. And the Gemara continues, and once again, Rabbi Lezer the Amir states that Rabbi Lezer the Tana only stated his din that he could write a get on Yor Mochuk or on Diftara was only b'digay a get. But you can't do so on other shtaris. As the pasuk in Yemen says, that you should place the shtari mechar in a klicheres, in an earthenware keli, and you should hide it because we go to Golis, and you want to make sure that you have rice as to what belongs to you, in order that you should be able to withstand for a long time. So you see that you're going to use these shtaris as shtari raya at a much later point. And therefore, as Rashi says, al b'shtaris the kaimel gavainer that you want to collect with v'dilma loy mapik le'atzman aruch, as maybe you won't take out the shtar for a long time. V'yishchu edim asira sadava, and at that point the edim asira will forget exactly what it says. V'sabchina edim chasima, and will have to be soymech on edim chasima. V'umizuyef k'sav elyon And Lemaisa, a person could forge and he could erase things that are stated on top and then rewrite it. And there are already Chasimus Eidim there, and therefore people will collect Shalai Kadin. And therefore, Zakra Belaza, the Rabbi Belaza agrees that in a case where you have a regular shtar, that you can't write that shtar on Yar Machuk or on Diftara. And Rashi explains, that the whole purpose of a get is in order to be matter this woman, and she could bring it to Bezdin right away, and they'll be able to matter get, and then she won't need to get for further rias to keep a short of Bezdin, and since Bezdin was Mekayim this get, and they said that she's mutter, and therefore Yesi Karin v'kol ludava. However, once again, Rabbi Yechon Agner Ablaza, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Filu Bishtaris, even B'degay Yishtaris, Rabbi Leza says it's din, and the Gemara asks, Baksiv, L'man Yam D'yam Ramel, L'maisa the Pasuk Yirmiyah says that we want to make sure that people could use the Shtaris in order to bring Raias in the future, and the Gemara says, Hatsum Eitzim Taiva Kabashwan, Inechanami, over there, Yirmiyah was giving Klai Yisrael Eitzim Taiva, and he was telling them to protect the Shtaris that they should last for a long time, but Inechanami, according to Rabbi Leza, if someone would write a regular Shtar on a Yad Machik or on a Diftara, it would be a valid Shtar, and we will stop over here.